Is, which leads us into item nine.
So the past and current practice has been for Sisera to pay as you go on these benefits. And so at this point, I'd like the board to consider, possibly pre-funding some sort of benefit for that. So I've prepared a memo with some of the information, and if there's any questions or comments, I'd be happy to review that.
So how would you go about pre-funding this? Would we use an external provider?
So what we have in mind is that if the board opted to look at doing something like this, for us to get a good sense, and there was a question on, okay, 7%, is that reasonable? Is that what we should be looking at? There's obviously different returns and, risk numbers that we could be looking at. So I think the first step is to look at what else, what's out in the market and what are the fees associated with that.
So you suggested maybe doing an RFP to get a cost benefit.
Yeah, exactly.
Done to see whether it would be better internally versus externally.
Because, and I think for us, it's good to have an assessment because we have a sense of what we could potentially do in-house. And like I mentioned in the memo, it's not that we could just lump it into all of the currently existing accounts with our managers. We'd actually have to open separate accounts in the trust name. And so to make that administratively possible and not overly cumbersome, we wouldn't be in the same investments that the pension fund would be in and that kind of thing. So I think we really need to take a look at, okay, what administratively is going to make sense? Because obviously the main focus of Sisera is the pension fund and providing those benefits and servicing our members. We don't want to spend a large amount of time administering this type of plan. So I think it would be good to see what's out in the marketplace, what's able to be offered at what cost, and compare that to what we would be able to do internally. And then I think at that point we would have enough information to make a good decision on which one is preferred. Okay. So I think probably the next steps is that if the board decides, this is kind of where we're looking, the direction we're going to take on this, then we could prepare a draft funding policy, prepare a draft trust agreement for the board to further consider and go from there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm already looking at doing an irrevocable trust. I think that's the way, for me, I think that's the way we should go. Mm-hmm. So then following it up with RFP and doing that research beyond that, would be excellent. Then we would know which way to go, and I'm in favor of that as well. So that's where I sit.
Today doesn't involve setting assumptions on anything. It's strictly getting us started.
We would bring back a trust agreement for the board to consider. If there's edits, we could make it at that time. This isn't obviously it's not agendized for a one and done kind of thing. So there'll be further conversation around this. But at this point, I think what I need is just direction from the board that, we're thinking of pre-funding, and if so, are we looking at pre-funding something like an ARC or pre-funding the full liability? And as I mentioned in the memo, I think the staff recommendation would be to pre-fund an ARC.
So I was just wondering if in your number two item here, the second, the first sentence should go second. Maybe we should first address the second sentence, direct you to develop a draft in the local trust agreement, in fact, the RFP, and then afterwards we'll establish the irrevocable trust account.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Is that a motion?
Well, would you agree?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, then I'll move out. That we do that, that we direct the CEO to develop a draft irrevocable trust agreement, funding policy, and related mid-year budget adjustments, and then, of course, conduct an RFP to determine which options would be better, whether internally or externally.
Second.
With costs for both. So, okay.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
It's not. I support the motion. I guess I'd like to make an editorial comment. This is seems to me the a very reasonable, prudent way to go. a comment about the county. The county some years ago had a pay-go policy, and at that time there was an approximately, doing this from memory, $2.2 billion with a B, unfunded liability. And there were recommendations made by several grand juries at that time to set up a trust.
$3.1 billion, by the way, I guess.
$3.1
I thought it was part of writing the report.
$2.2 yeah. was large enough for me at that time. And it probably should, it probably goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. At that time, there was a member of the County Board of Supervisors who dismissed the first grand jury report, basically with words to this effect, that it was written by a bunch of old people who had no idea how to run a county. That person is no longer on the Board of Supervisors.
Is he our congressman?
Yes, he is. The good news is... The good news is that he's now representing us in Washington.
Good guess, Ken.
With that in mind, there were subsequent reports that were done, and the Board of Supervisors, I think, subsequently made a bit the bullet and has made remarkable progress in cutting down the size of that liability. And when I last looked at it, I think it was under $1 billion, and that's not to dismiss $1 billion, but it's considerable progress in bringing themselves back to fiscal responsibility. And so I think for this board to do anything other than this would be similarly irresponsible, so I support the motion.
And one other comment, too. It's not just the cost we'd be looking at, but the performance of the administration or whoever handles this, because there is a striking difference from the level of performance out there the different services available. So I'll leave it at that.
And a comment on that as well is that if we were to establish a trust, there would be regular meetings that would be had. There would be a review of assumptions from time to time. I mean, as you're aware, you know, it's a number of the different things that we're doing with the pension trust. We would also need to do with an OPEB trust as well. Okay. So there would be a regular review and that type of thing. You know, I mentioned a few of the benefits in the memo of pre-funding, but also just to remind folks that it does provide, it can stabilize healthcare costs going forward and provide some protection there, as well as not having a large unfunded liability out there. And I think it's part of responsible decision making in some ways that we are providing this benefit and that we are, you know, going to be providing funding for that.
Just how do you see that? I mean, I see it being stabilized for the retiree because the money is there and they'll be, but we have no jurisdiction over the rate that the insurance companies charge us. So, I mean, that's destabilizing to me. So mm-hmm. I understand the part where you said stabilizing, meaning retirees and our employees down the road will be stable for them. But the outside world could just throw a wrench in us if we're not careful.
Yeah, no, okay. No. But it also, I mean, when you're paying as you go, if healthcare goes up 25% in 1 year, it goes up 25% in 1 year, and you're going to have that additional cash outlay. Yeah. But yeah, when you have a trust set up, what happens is, you know, we would have an amount that we set aside every year, yeah, and we pay, and then when we pay those benefits, it flows through that trust.
Yes.
So,
yeah. All right.
And that we have assets growing to help pay that future benefit.
Yep.
Benefit related.
Any other questions or comments?
I'm fully on board with the formation of the trust. I would request that when you do present the RFP, looking at external providers, that you are, as best as you are able, to compare the internal costs of running the funds mm-hmm. on a like-by-like basis. That would be great to see.
That, and again, the level of, you know, choice of services, because they're not all apples and apples. They're different, what they offer. And that plays into the discount rate and what we might be interested in as a discount rate, whether or not the service can provide it or meet that rate.
Well,
so just to confirm, what's been motioned is internal and external solutions, correct? Like, okay.
That's what I want to do.
Any other comments, questions? All right, seeing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oppose, abstain. Motion passes.